Throughout these parashas, Vayakel and Pekudei, that are all about the construction of the Mishkan, we find a phrase that comes up over and over again, and that is Ka'asher Tziva Hashem. That everything that they did in the building of the Mishkan was exactly as God had commanded them to do. You will find this phrase throughout these parashios, and if you go back to Truma and Tetzaveh as well, these words keep coming up, exactly as Hashem had commanded Moshe. And the common explanation is that this notion of Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe was as an antidote to the Mishkan. The Mishkan, which according to Rashi was built after the sin of the Egel. The Egel was the Jews doing what they wanted. They wanted to worship Hashem in their own way. They made this Egel. No one had told them what to do or how to do it. However, even though they might have been doing it to get close to God as a conduit, as a vehicle, even as the intermediary to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem did not tell them how to do that. And therefore Hashem says, if you want to worship me, then I will tell you exactly how to do it. Ka'asher tziva Hashem. Exactly, follow these exact instructions. Take out the manual. If you want to worship me, this is the way to do it. Hashem says you could do it, but you have to follow the way that I will do it. You cannot do it on your own. Otherwise, it would be anarchy. It would be hefker. Everybody would be doing whatever they wanted, however they wanted. We can get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in the way that Hashem wants us to get close to Him. That's why the eagle was Avodah Zarah, even though it might have been used in their own relationship with God. Nonetheless, it was not what Hashem had wanted. However, Rav Huttner offers a beautiful explanation that's a little bit different than the common understanding of Kasher Tziva Hashem. Generally, says Rav Huttner, the execution of an abstract plan results in a building and in a structure and in its reality that is not as great. It's a little bit diluted. It's not as full of the experience as one would have hoped. There was a theoretical idea, and when that theoretical idea is transformed into reality, much of that idea gets lost in the process, not the Mishkan. The idea that Hashem, what a lofty idea, that somehow HaKadosh Baruch Hu will dwell among the Jewish people. We did it. It managed to penetrate. Hashem's Shechina was full in the Mishkan, in the wood, in the metal, in the hooks, in the drapery, in the parah, in everywhere. The final product of the Mishkan accurately reflected the ideals that warranted the building of the Mishkan. These psukim, Kashir, Tziva, Hashem, as Moshe, because they could have gotten lost. It could have gotten lost. It could have potentially lost the notion of Ashra'as, Hashchina. And nonetheless, we did it correctly. And what Rav Huttner is suggesting is such an important and powerful idea. And that is that we have to find the balance between very strict adherence to the details, the halacha, the minutia, which are so crucial to our daily lives, and also the keen awareness that there is a general goal, something we're trying to uplift in our lives. Torah and mitzvos are there to help us with this challenge, to do them, to follow them, to not only be in the goals, in the ultimate message, and not only to be in the details, but somehow to blend them, that they work together, that they're synergized together. And no better example could there be than what we're about to do the next number of weeks. We're going to sit, we're going to prepare, we're going to clean, we're going to get ready for the Seder, and we're going to set up our matzah and the shiurim and the dalakosos and the revias and all of those things. But nonetheless, that those details are there to help us with the overall message of chayrus and of freedom and of becoming the Am Segula. Both of these together, both of these notions, not compromising one iota from our attention to detail, to the halachos, to what is required of us, and at the same time using those details to help us feel the general mission, the general message of these Yamim Tovim and of all the mitzvos that we do.